Good morning, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Hello.
Lots and lots to get to. I have an email to share with you from Sherry Quillen, who wrote, she's from Oklahoma.
Oh, I love Oklahoma.
She said, hello from Oklahoma chicks. I started following you all a while back. I don't watch the news. I hate fake media. This summer, as we had to leave for work early every day, I became addicted to watching your live show every morning as I was getting ready, kind of obsessed with it, she says. After watching today's show, and this is back in early November that she sent this, I broke and I decided to order both MyPillows and Genucel. I've tried so many facial products over my almost 51 years. Today I caved, decided to give Genucel a shot, praying it's life altering. I mean, that isn't too much to ask. And then she said, I ordered the pillows, sheets, and dog bed for our two little older chihuahuas. My husband has been saying he wanted different pillows, and we both wake up with shoulder and neck issues as we sleep on our sides. If this stops his snoring, I wouldn't care if I woke up with a stiff neck each day. Thank you both for the show. I suggest it to all my friends, and it's funny how many say, oh my God, I love them. She said, keep kicking ass, balls, and DeSantis for president 2024.
Yes. So great. That is so sweet. Thank you. And yes, you guys got to go to mypillow.com/chicks for 40% off the squeezy kitten fur technology, not to be confused with balls.
Or not to be confused with puppy fur technology. That's a whole different sponsor.
That's right.
Kitten fur squeezy technology is what you get when you either get the moccasins or the slippers, both 40% off when you use code chicks at mypillow.com/chicks. Point of personal privilege for us, if we may, because you guys.
Oh my God, the insiders. Oh my God. So I got, you guys, I got so many cards in the mail, which was, I mean, look at all, I got so many cards.
It's out of control.
So I love cards, you guys. You have no idea. Everybody's so thoughtful and sweet. And you wrote the sweetest things. Some of them have these nice little thoughts in them. Some of them have scripture. Some of them are just so, like, you have no idea. I read every single one of them. And I love every single one of them. And I keep these. I mean, I keep all of your cards. For my birthday, I did the same thing, too. I have, like, I will have bins and bins of cards. And one day, my daughter, when I'm dead and gone, she's going to find all these cards and be like, geez.
Why do they like my mom?
I know. My mom was a dork. Yeah.
Well, there's more. There is more that is a surprise to you, but I have to send it. Now, one thing you should have gotten in the mail, so check again today, because I know one thing you're getting directly, but this I have to send you. So this from Barbara Hunsinger, or Hunsicker, who says, I have so much to say, but I don't want this letter to go on too long. So first of all, she says she has all the MyPillow stuff. She says she's loving the Genucel stuff. She's a 53-year-old insider. She watches every morning. She listens to the Mock and Rob show in the evenings, which is very sweet. And she thinks there's a chance that she met you back in 1989 when she visited a mutual friend of her of yours, Carolyn, at UT. It was in the 80s. She was in her 20s. The weekend is a bit of a blur, she says.
It probably was for me, too.
Can you even? You totally met her.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, she writes, I just wanted to show you that not all knitters, because she's a knitter, are crazy liberals. I know neither of you cook or spend much time in the kitchen, but I figured someone has to clean up for you after you cook those Omaha steaks. I hope you can put these scrubbies to use. She said, my University of Missouri loving husband wanted to know why I was knitting something in Tennessee colors. He didn't question the Georgia colors since those are the colors of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh my God.
She knitted these for us. Aren't those amazing?
Thank you. Oh my God.
There's more. So from Kathy, she wrote a Christmas, or she wrote a letter, and she was like, Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus. She is also a knitter, it turns out. She is also an insider, and she loves it. And she chose colors that she thinks fits us best. So this is in your mailbox, either like tomorrow or the next day. She said, Mock, I know you love the dogs. These colors are definitely UGGA approved. Daisy, I chose black and gray in a brioche stitch, because I know that you like the neutrals.
And in my house, my new house, everything is like gray and white, and there's black and white.
I can't take it.
I can't.
It's
either.
Too much, you guys. I can't.
You guys are the best.
I also wanted to give like a massive shout out because we talk about the insiders an awful lot and they deserve it. But I wanted to give a huge shout out to our tailgaters on YouTube who, you know, I don't have a lot of time in the morning to join in on their conversations after I set it up for their tailgating. But sometimes I'll just peek in and you guys, they love each other. Like they are so, it's another community again of people who tailgate before the show, who are just so dear to each other, to us. I'm just in love with everybody today. So I just wanted to spread the love a little bit.
This is the thing about our community, right? Our community, our communities, the communities within the communities. Everybody is so like lovey and wonderful and supportive of each other. It's just the best thing ever. It's why we do what we do.
It is. It absolutely is. All right. Quick reminder as well that today is the day that our Chitty Chat with Dave Rubin comes out. We had a great time with him yesterday. So make sure that you're subscribed to whatever podcasting platform you want to subscribe to where you can hear that deep dive of the week with Dave Rubin. And just a little teaser about what's coming up in the next couple weeks. We are going to be talking to Seth Dillon, who is of Babylon Bee. And that is going to be hilarious and fun. We're also going to be talking to Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. So some great guests coming up for the deep dives. So make sure you are subscribed so that you don't miss the notifications when those come out. All right, we got to get to Beetlejuice. Oh, my God. So you guys know, you've seen all the news reports, right, about how crazy crime is, how there's these organized groups of thugs who bust into places and just wipe out entire stores worth of merchandise, right? You've seen it. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
AOC is in total denial about it.
Oh my God. There's more than just AOC. There are a lot of people on the left who are absolutely denying it. I've seen people on the news who are absolutely denying it. This is what they're trying to tell you, that this stuff isn't happening. But we all know, we can see with our very eyes, we can see in our communities that this is actually happening. So yes, we see it. This is happening.
I mean, I was surprised that Psaki yesterday said out loud that the administration disagrees with AOC and these other people who are insisting it's not a problem. They were like, no, we get that it's a problem.
Well, so, I mean, this is all, as we know, a result of liberal policies.
Yeah, of course. So, but to add insult to injury, Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot herself, I cannot believe what she is saying about these smash and grabs. Take a listen for yourself. Here we go.
I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores, making sure that they've got cameras that are actually operational.
Can you even?
I mean, your skirt is too short, right? Your right. skirt is too short. That's what she's essentially saying. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe that she said that out loud. I can't believe that she's actually like, this is the conversation now. Like you don't have enough security in your stores.
You haven't hired a whole other person to guard the store 24/7. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Yeah. It's like, first of all, oh my God. First of all, it's blame the victim mentality, right? That this is okay to do now. Second of all, do you know how much that costs a store owner? First of all, to be robbed. Second of all, to have to hire security. Like I was listening to some woman that owns a yoga studio in San Francisco, and she was talking about how much it has cost her just to live in San Francisco, be a store owner in this age of crime going up. People just are fleeing because they can't afford it, because people don't want to come downtown in San Francisco anymore and do anything because they're afraid of getting jacked, you know?
Gosh.
I know. And then they're blaming the store. They're blaming the business owners now. This is what they're going to do. Wow.
Isn't it just unreal? Unreal.
It is.
Also unreal. Do you guys remember, I don't know, how many months ago was it? I mean, it's been probably 6 months ago, maybe more. Maybe it was like early on in Biden's presidency where he set up a 34-person commission to study whether or not they should pack the Supreme Court. Remember, 34 people were on this and it was bipartisan, right? People of all kinds of walks of life were in on this commission to offer a recommendation to Biden about whether they should pack the courts. And so they just got done with their report. They have submitted it. It is 288 pages. And their conclusion is they have no opinion. making this up, you guys.
How do you film freaking 288 pages of We Have? Is it like all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? All work and no play. How do you do that? How do you, seriously, what the hell? People, do they get, they didn't get paid for this, did they?
Well, we paid for it. I mean, we paid some, because it's time, it's resources, it's a federal commission. Oh yeah, we paid.
Of course it's a federal commission. Of course it's federal tax money going to this gar. This is the this is such a representation of the federal government, is it not? We're going to spend all the, we're going to spend months working on this 288 page document that basically says Jack squat.
Well, okay, to be fair, I mean, it does have words in it. It has words in it. And what happened was, there was massive disagreement within the group, within the commission, about whether or not courts should be packed. So what they did is they basically presented all the sides, right? Like, so they said, here are all the arguments to do it. Here's all the stuff we talked about. And then here's all the arguments to not do it. We just don't really know what to do. So here you go. You're welcome.
It's like that whole, we just disagree. Ooh. <That's>
what... It's so stupid.
God, what's the point?
I don't know. I don't know. quick reminder about our friends at Acre Gold. If you're a person who's ever thought about dabbling, if you want to dabble in some physical gold, this is the company to do it with, because you can stockpile those. You can just have a little. You can have a lot. It's just a way to diversify your portfolio. And if you've been interested, but you haven't wanted to necessarily like spend all the money up front to have some gold, now you can do a subscription. You can pay as you go a little bit every month, $50, $100. You can go big if you want, $500, and earn gold as you go. So like as soon as you have sent in whatever gold is worth at that point in time, they send you the bar, you put it in your safe, you're good to go. It's just a really, it's like the first in the industry to ever do a subscription, which we thought was really cool.
It's like gold. It's like gold layaway.
Yeah, it's exactly like gold layaway. That's exactly what it is. It's only at Get Acre Gold. So if you go to getacregold.com/chicks, you can start investing right now. And it's super easy, easy peasy, and you'll love it. You should give it a shot. Okay, so we talked about the court packers. I also wanted to tell you about a guy on Twitter. So there's a gynecologist who is trying to open up a new gynecologist's office, right? As you do, I suppose, when you become a gynecologist. So his name is Ryan Stewart, and he's very excited about setting up his office, right? And so he reached out to Twitter, and he said the following: I have the opportunity to design my office from scratch. I'm asking women, how would you design or optimize a visit to the gynecologist's office? Check problems, check frustrations, check solutions. No detail is too small. If I've ever had a tweet worthy of virality, it's this one. Please RT. So he's trying to, you know, get
ideas. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
exactly.
I mean, I think it's great.
I think so too. I think that's really cool. Cause there are a lot of things that I would want, you know, in a gynecology or an OBGYN office if I were going into it. Cause I mean, they could be kind of clinical and cold. Be nice to warm that place up. Like, you know. In all aspects, right.
I mean, maybe some dinner first. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Give me a cocktail.
So you would have thought that women would have been like, yay, that's great. And they would have been happy to participate. Well, then he got backlash because he had the audacity as a gynecologist to use the very controversial term.
Oh, no.
Women.
Oh my God, we are doing this? Are you serious? This is what people got pissed off about.
Yes. And the worst part is he caved. So
he did not.
He caved big.
That's his demo. That's his demo. His clientele is in fact biological women. So why in the heck did this guy cave?
Well, here's what he said.
What's his?
Because he obviously got, you know, blasted. And so he wrote two follow-up tweets. The first one reads, folks have correctly pointed out that I incorrectly said women
When no, you're a doctor.
Was folks who may need gynecologic care or gynecologic care.
You are a doctor.
I named the practice with this in mind. It's called Midwest Pelvis, which first of all, my first piece of advice to him would have been like, rename your dumpster store. Your vagina store. You better rename it. This is a terrible idea.
Vagina store. So you need to rename. Rethink that whole, hire somebody in PR and rename that whole thing.
No, he said, but I find that I still have a lot of internalized and implicit bias.
Oh my God.
And then he said, I am a hashtag work in progress. I appreciate your advocacy and the reminders. Everyone is welcome and I want them to feel welcomed.
Oh my God, this guy. No. Yeah. First of all,
everybody that's normal responded and was like, I am never going to your practice because of how dumb you are.
Right. I would never go there either. First of all, because of the name, it's like you feel like you get to walk in there and be like, hi, I'm here to buy a pelvis. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. The name is ridiculous. He is ridiculous. He's a doctor. Doctors should know better. Doctors should know not to kowtow to this woke crap. Your clientele is biological women. So stop it. Stop.
So that was neat. I have another email that I would like to share, if I might, from Trina Ekstrom. This goes back way to October. I don't know how I've missed it in my pile, but Trina Ekstrom found us in the beginning of 2020, hasn't missed a show since. She is in Northeastern Oregon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And so she sometimes catches the replay, but sometimes she says her inner self says, self, you're up early today. What the hell? Oh, I can go watch the Chip live. Yay. And then she said, and this is again, this is back in October. She said, I just ordered the most popular products package from GenuCell with a huge discount with the code. Then she says, I ordered the crystals and I got another discount. And Mock said they're awesome, who I trust, even though sometimes her music choices leave me scratching my head.
Right there with you.
She said, kidding, I like Hinder too. Because remember when I was on the Hinder kick?
Next, it's going to be Nickelback. If she starts listening to Nickelback, I'm out.
I feel like they're a little underrated, to be frank with you.
I can't. I just can't.
So then she says, my husband is knee deep in hunting season and spending money hand over fist. So I figured I may as well spend some of my money on my 35-year-old sagging jaw and ever deepening lines around my mouth and puffiness and crow's feet and so on and so on. I cannot wait to get my order and will let you all know how bitchin' I look after using the products you talk about and use. Based on how you two look, it obviously works very well. It sounds like a lot less work than some of the other options. Keep on doing what you do. Love you, chicks, from Trina Ekstrom. I love that email. And Trina, you're in luck because that was October. And if you're running low on supplies, you can get their most popular package 60% off between now and Christmas.
That's a lot. And it's not a lot of work.
It's not a lot of work. So go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks and get yourself your 60% off that most popular package. You're going to love it. We promise you'll love it. Okay. Chris Cuomo's book just got canceled. So he has not had a good week this week. So
that book was supposed to be all about like what we learned from the pandemic. Like, did you not learn enough from what your brother wrote about? I mean, I can't believe that he got a book deal to write about what we learned from the pandemic when what we saw, what his brother learned from being a schmuck. I mean, the whole thing was just ridiculous. Yeah. I'm glad it got canceled.
So they have canceled that book. And Jeff Zucker still pushing back, saying he is not only fired, he's not getting a dime of severance. And he's telling the people on the inside of CNN, you know, probably shouldn't have waited as long as I did to fire him, but I'm glad the way that things are the way they are now. And that's going to get real with the big fat lawsuit.
He made $6 million, $6 million a year. That's what he made. $6 million. Can you imagine? $6 million a year. Yeah, that's what he made. Just like, you know, do what he did. Can you imagine?
I know. Okay, we're not going to play it because I don't want to get hit with a copyright strike. But if you guys haven't seen it or heard it yet, Jimmy Fallon, Ariana Grande, and Megan Thee Stallion have a new song called Masked for Christmas. And I accidentally don't hate it.
Oh, my God. Why?
I mean, the lyrics are terrible. The whole premise is terrible. It's absolutely terrible all the way around. But it's kind of catchy, you guys. I can't.
Well, help. I'm just going to play You Girl by Walker Hayes. I'm just going to keep playing You Girl. So just drown it out. You Girl. Drown it out. No, you don't need to be listening to that garbage.
I was so excited to listen to it and be like, oh, my God, this is so awful. And then I was like.
Well, you do listen to Robbie Williams. So, I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, by the way, speaking of music, you and I were talking about this in our private chat yesterday, and we were talking about, or maybe, I don't know if you even saw me say that I can't also help liking that song that has Willow in it, Meet Me at Our Spot. Have you heard that song, Meet Me at Our Spot?
No.
You may have, and you may just not know that you've heard it.
I never know names of songs, yeah.
It's not her alone. It's like she's in a band or it's like a collaboration with somebody and they're singing the song. And when I first heard it, I was like, oh God, this is awful. Cause it like almost sounded out of tune in some parts, but then I kept hearing it on TikTok cause it's like used as a lot of background music for a bunch of videos. And then now, and then I've been like rocking out to it. Well, then Kelly Clarkson just did a version of it and it is so good.
So what's the name of it again?
It's called Meet Me at Our Spot.
Okay. All right.
So look for that.
I will look for it.
You'll probably hear it for the first time and be like, this is awful, but just keep trying.
Okay. I will give it the old college try.
It is time for My Pillow Talks, you guys. My Pillow sponsors our talks.
Before we start with the talks, we got to mention that Ghislaine was pregnant.
That came out of the trial.
Yeah, that's one thing that we have to mention. You guys, I don't know if you saw that, but there are pictures of Ghislaine with a pregnant belly in some of those pictures. I mean, I just find the whole, I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but since we're not hearing anything about this trial or anything about her, I just, every once in a while, we'll get morsels on like Daily Mail, but we saw pictures of her like rubbing his feet, pictures of her and him kissing, pictures of her pregnant. It's all very bizarre. So she obviously had a relationship with him that was more than just a business relationship, obviously. And it just is, oh, God, it's so gross. It's so gross. So, yeah. So I hope that she goes to jail for a really long time because those two were in cahoots. I wish he would have gone to jail for a really long time. But I hope that we're finding out more. I hope she just gives up everybody that was involved. I hope that she just sings like a bird. I hope she's doing that. Yeah.
Same. Also, can I tell you the joke that I told on the air yesterday? Because I thought it was really good. Or actually, it was Monday, I think, that I told it. If Michael Jackson were still alive, what would his pronouns be?
He. I got it? Did I get it?
Yes. I love that joke so much.
I love that I can read your mind. I love it.
I just died at that. I love that joke. It's my new favorite joke. Okay.
Oh my God. I totally guessed it. I love it. I totally love it. Mine are still Chimmy and Chonga. They still remain Chimmy and Chonga.
And then also this guy is back up with apologizing to his wife. And I just,
oh my God. I love him. I cannot. Every day we have to have one a day.
Oh my God. And again, this is this is Chris Biggs for those of you who want to follow him.
Hello and welcome to another rip roaring edition of Reasons I've Apologized to My Wife. Number one, I sleep well. I've been cursed with the ability to fall asleep quickly and deeply. My wife does not. In fact, noises as small as a stomach gurgle from an ant have been known to wake her up. To make sure I match her level of anxiety and unrest, I now sleep with a set of headphones that randomly play awful noises. Terrible sounds like car accidents, spoiled toddlers screaming, and New England Patriot fans. Number two, I twisted and tucked. This occurred when I tried to retrieve two pieces of bread and broke the bread clip while trying to reseal the bag. Instead of fashioning a new clip from loose plastic in our house, I simply twisted the top of the bag and folded it under the loaf. I was wrong. And after being told to be more careful with my elephant toes for fingers, I've learned that this instantly causes mold. And was asked if I actually love my family or if we should all start eating out of dumpsters like raccoons. And the final reason, I don't want anything. With Christmas quickly approaching, my wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said nothing. This was unacceptable, and in fact shows a real lack of ambition and go-getter attitude. To remedy this, I now make up things that are impossible to find, like a helicopter made out of diamonds, the bones of Jimmy Hoffa, or some time to myself. That is all.
Or some time to myself. Oh my God, I cannot love him anymore. I just adore that guy. Okay, you guys, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday today, right? Home
yes.
Day. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Oh, so many stretches. So many stretches, you guys. You guys, we hope you have the best Wednesday ever. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Senator Marsha Blackburn joins me to discuss why she wants the U.S. to boycott the Winter Olympics in China and how China is data mining many Americans, maybe even you. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss the senator's fight to get answers on the Durham investigation and why the Justice Department is still targeting parents as domestic terrorists. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.